This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
We welcome those of you listening online tonight as we offer a live stream. You can get that at WSMIRadio.com. You can also get podcasts of all of our high school sporting events on the website as well, WSMIRadio.com. Of course, all the scores tomorrow morning, Spotlight on Sports, 7:30 here on FM 106. They announced the lineups here in front of the crowd. Let's give them to you first for the visitors tonight, the Hawks of Riverton. They were a perfect 3-0 in pool play. They will go with Will Schneider, a 6-foot sophomore, Spencer Pulliam, a 6-foot senior, Alex Barron, a 6-foot senior, Matt Jagosinski, a 5'8 senior, and Zach Yokris, a 6'3 junior. For head coach Kyle Weber, the Hawks are 7-2, and they will go with Schneider, Pulliam, Barron, Jagosinski, and Yokris. For the Litchfield Purple Panthers and their head coach Andy Kassenbaum, they enter this championship game a perfect 3-0 in pool play. They are 10-3 on the season, and Coach Kassenbaum will go with his usual starting five. E.J. Stokes, a 5'11 junior. Mitch Wilkinson, a 6'2 junior. Alex Cole, the outstanding 6'1 freshman. Craig Johns, a 6'3 senior. And the big man in the middle, Dale Valentine, a 6'3 junior for the Purple Panthers. Stokes, Wilkinson, Cole, Johns, and Valentine. Riverton, Litchfield for the title. The tap next.
Through January 21st, add New Madison Communications high-speed internet and get equipment, activation, and your first 2 months all for free. Existing customers can get activation and equipment for free and pay their current rate for the upgrade service for the first 2 months. 10 meg service is just a phone call away at 1-800-422-4848.
Area Diesel Service in Carlinville has factory-trained technicians for all types of diesel fuel injection systems and turbochargers. They specialize in domestic and foreign over-the-road trucks, pickups, vans, cars, agricultural tractors, and more. Area Diesel Service, 1300 North University Street in Carlinville, celebrating over 35 years as your diesel experts. WSMI FM 106.1, America's high school sports leader.
Tim Eyes alongside Terry Toth getting set for the boys' championship game. The Riverton Hawks and the Road Blues with trimmed out in the white, orange numerals. Litchfield in the home white, trimmed out in the purple with the purple numerals. Steve DeClerc, Rick Toll, and Dan Smith are officials here tonight, and Mr. Smith will put the ball in the air, and our boys' championship game underway. Hawks control the tap. They will get it to start. Litchfield comes out in a 2-1-2, a very young Litchfield team.
Oh, they're going to be scary, scary good next year. They're pretty doggone good this year.
Absolutely. Only one senior in the starting lineup, that's Craig John. Hawks still working the ball around the perimeter, trying to get inside that zone tee. They skip it to Jagosinski. Cross-court pass stolen that time by Mitch Wilkinson. Right into the passing lane he went. Alex Hull attacks the baseline short. Big Dale with the rebound, put back good. Dale Valentine off the offensive rebound has Litchfield out to an early 2-0 lead. That last turnover for Riverton, the cross-court pass could be a dangerous one against the 2-1-2 zone. They will swing it around the perimeter now. Here comes Pulliam, the pull-up short. Rebound tapped around, picked up by Dale. Had it poked away by Pulliam. Ball loose, picked up by Barron. What a play by Spencer Pulliam. Here's Jagosinski on the attack, and he is fouled. First team foul on Litchfield. Great effort that time from Pulliam to swat it away from Valentine.
Well, the thing about the Hawks, they just didn't give up on the play. They just kept battling and battling and battling, and finally Pulliam came up with it, and now Jagosinski at the line.
His first toss is good. And I think that's just kind of their motto for the program, Terry, is they're in your face the entire 32 minutes.
Well, they do a good job of playing until they hear the whistle.
Absolutely. Second toss for Jagosinski is around and down, and we are knotted at two. Just 1 minute gone by here in our boys' championship game from the 2010 Carlinville Holiday Tournament. The Litchfield girls have already won the girls' championship just prior. Stokes into the front court, faces that full court pressure from Jagosinski.
Oh!
Stokes on the attack, got the layup to go. The blow by.
What a great job of recognizing the seam in the defense.
Well, he was just gone in a blink of an eye. 4-2 Litchfield. Here's Pulliam. Off the right side, circles back out now. Into the lane he goes, tries to step through, and he travels. Second turnover on the Hawks, gives it back to Litchfield. 6:34 for the opening quarter of play. Gymnasium has filled up here as the evening has progressed along.
Litchfield and Riverton. Into the front court hole. Bounce feed on the right block to Ballantyne. Draws a double, spins baseline, puts it up. Overshot it all, maybe a little bit amped up that time. Back come the Hawks quickly. Schneider, coast to coast, gets it to go. 4-4. 6-15. Stokes on the attack, had it poked away from behind. Panthers turn it over. Jagodinski, nice bounce feed. Schneider is fouled by Wilkinson. First on Mitch.
And that's where the Hawks are going to have to make their living tonight, Tim. They're going to have to disrupt Litchfield's progress down the court.
That's definitely one of their strengths here, is the full court pressure. As if you're the point guard for the opponent of Riverton, you never get to just walk the ball up the floor unharassed. Snyder's toss is good.
In other words, you're always breathing hard.
Absolutely.
For 32 minutes.
And that will wear you out. No matter what type of physical shape you're in, mentally, that will just wear on you.
The last 2 minutes of a ball game, the legs get a little wobbly.
Snyder's second toss is good. The Hawks 4-for-4 from the line here to start, and they lead it 6-4 over Litchfield. And here comes the full court pressure. Mitch Wilkinson runs the baseline, and it goes to Alex Hull. Hull now will pass it off to Stokes into the front court. They lob it to Johns. Good catch by Craig. One pass too many, but he got it back. Will elevate and hit. Craig Johns has his first bucket. Had a layup.
Senior leadership. Things didn't go quite right. Craig stayed with it. Everything turned out okay.
Absolutely. Had the layup. Tried the bounce pass to Valentine. Got swatted away right back to Craig, and he put it home. Here comes Barron, altered by Valentine. And we'll get a jump ball now as Wilkinson and Barron's are tied up. Possession will send us the other way with Litchfield.
And we don't talk a whole lot about altering the shot, but that's what Dale Valentine did that time.
Absolutely. Won't get a block, won't go in the stat sheet, but he absolutely altered the shot. Here comes Stokes. Tried to bounce, feed it down to Johns, and it's turned over. Here come the Hawks. Snyder off to Jagodinski now. He will bring it back to Pulliam between the circles. Wants to reset the offense. 5.5 minutes for the opening quarter here in the 2010 Boys Championship game from the Carlinville Holiday Tournament. A 2-3 zone piece for Litchfield. On the block it goes to Jokrist. He puts it up again. Valentine might actually got a piece of that as he did a good job to keep his feet and went straight up and got the block. Ahead it comes to Stokes. TJ, nice behind the back bounce, created some space. Here comes Dale trailing, passed on a three, back to Stokes. Boy, TJ took some deep threes last night. He has no conscience when it comes to shooting the basketball. He will let it fly from anywhere. Here's Wilkinson in the high post to TJ. Deep three is off the mark. Dale Valentine tipped it, and he can't track it down. It's out of bounds, and it belongs to Riverton.
You know, you got to have a kid on the team, and a lot of times these kids sometimes catch a little flag, but you got to have a kid that wants to shoot the ball.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, there are games that you got to have a shot taken.
Absolutely.
And you know, you love to have those kind of kids. Coach, let me take it. I'm not afraid.
I'll take a kid who takes a bad shot over a kid who won't take a shot any day of the week.
Absolutely.
Three ball buried for Will Schneider off the left wing. He's got 7 of the Riverton 9. A 9-6 Hawk lead. Good looking Riverton Hawk club. And it's turned over. Miscommunicate that time between Hole and Johns. Johns cut to the basket. Hole threw it to the corner where Johns was. And that's the third Litchfield turnover. Little freshman senior miscommunication there.
Yeah. And still early in the ball game.
4:15 for the opening quarter. Here come the Hawks and Jokrist. Poked away by Valentine and stolen by Litchfield. Very quick hands. That's one thing about Dale Valentine. Got such soft, quick hands for a big man.
You can tell he's really worked on his game.
You know, he was good last year, but he's much improved this year.
Oh, yeah.
He's still got one more year. Wilkinson to Stokes for the tie. Back rimmed it. And the rebound to Jagodinski. Inside of 4 minutes for the opening quarter, here come the Hawks and the fly. Snyder back to Pulliam. Spencer, jump stop, will float it up from 12, around and down for Spencer Pulliam. His first bucket, and the lead is 5 for the Riverton Hawks. Looking for their first Carlinville Holiday Tournament championship in the post-Tisdale area. 5 second call on Mitch Wilkinson. Could not get it in. Mitch did not run the baseline there. Could have.
Following the field goal, you can run the baseline. You can actually put multiple people out of bounds, which I've seen that work if you have a lot of pressure.
That's actually a very good way to do it.
Oh, yeah, that's a great way to break that pressure.
Here's Jokrist. Spins, leads for Jagodinski. Wrap around, and we got 3 seconds on the Hawks.
A lot of people don't realize that, Tim, but that's only after a field goal that you can put multiple people out of bounds and pass the ball out of bounds following a field goal.
Wilkinson tries to get it in to Hollis, knocked away, stolen by the Hawks, and now it's turned back over. At that time, Pulliam was on his belly in the middle of the lane with the basketball and just tried to roll it over to Will Snyder, but Snyder was also on the deck and couldn't recover fast enough, so Litchfield will get it back. Full court pressure, problematic, another turnover. Five of them now for the Panthers, and that's about three in the last 10 seconds. Hawks have a five-point lead in the basketball, 3:10 mark, opening quarter of your championship game. Jagodinski back to Pulliam. Ball deflected out of there by Hull. Now Pulliam resets between the circles. Jagodinski back to Spencer. Over goes right wing now to Snyder. Back to Pulliam as the Hawks swing the basketball. In the corner it goes. Snyder, nice ball fake. Going to rise up from 12 in the corner. Yes. 9 in the quarter for Will Snyder, the 6-foot sophomore. That was a nice move. Hull on the attack, missed it. Ball is tapped out. It'll belong to Litchfield. Good heads-up play by Valentine there to not go over the back of Yocris. He just kept his arms down and let the basketball go by. Very smart play.
And even though Riverton's really had a pretty good run here in this first quarter, there's no panic on the Litchfield side of things right now.
Absolutely not. Still plenty of time in this basketball game. We're just underway here in the opening quarter. Connor Holiday has checked in for Riverton. Looks like Mitch Wilkinson out of the contest for Litchfield, and Tim Osborne has checked into the action. Here comes Stokes to Hull in the corner to John. Ball fake to three, up top to TJ now. 2.5 minutes for the first quarter, a 7-point Riverton lead. Here's Valentine on the right wing. Wants the work, lost the handle on the bounce, out of bounds, and that's the sixth turnover on Litchfield here in the first 5+ minutes.
A little bit out of character. This is a big game for the Purple Panthers.
Very big game for Litchfield. Championship game against a very solid opponent that you have not seen yet this year.
Yeah.
So an unfamiliar opponent. So that's another positive for Litchfield here tonight. Facing some new blood.
Well, you know, that only helps when you get down towards the postseason, Tim.
Absolutely.
Because you hope to see a lot of different
Snyder's
teams.
Snyder's hot. He missed that one. Got 9 in the quarter, missed the open three there. Yeah, if they would have played Staunton here, it would have been the third time they would have played him in the first half of the year. Hull on the pull-up back rimmed it, and the rebound to Yocris. He's a good player for Riverton. Made the all-tournament team last year as a sophomore. Here comes Pulliam. Off the left wing, 95 seconds for the opening quarter. A 13-6 Riverton lead. Litchfield got out early, but they've turned it over here late in the quarter. Hawks have capitalized. Really, Snyder has capitalized. He's got 9 of the Hawks' 13.
That will need to be addressed. Yeah.
Absolutely. And it will be. Defense has been a calling card of the Panthers since Andy took over the program. Here comes Connor Holiday. Had it poked away, got it back. Barron's into the right corner now. Will bounce it out to Pulliam. 68 seconds for the opening quarter. Pulliam tucks it under the right arm. Off it goes to Holiday now. Riverton looks content to hold the ball for the final shot here of the quarter.
And again, they have the ability to do that, Tim. Not every team can do that, but when you have the type of team that Riverton has, good ball handlers out there, a lot of perimeter ball movement, they're able to run, take big chunks of time off the clock.
They've got 4 ball handlers on the floor right now, and Yocris can handle it in a pinch. And with Litchfield sitting in their 2-3 zone piece, it allows Riverton a little easier time here working off the final minute of the clock. Now Litchfield extends the point of the zone. Now Riverton will have to operate 0.5 minute to play. Here comes Pulliam off to Snyder. In the corner to Yocris, back to Pulliam, goes through his hand, and it's over and back. Just a lack of concentration there. 6 turnover on Riverton. You can see Pulliam took his eyes off the basketball before he caught it.
And again, not as easy as everybody thinks.
It's hard to do. I mean, they killed it for 45 seconds there.
Yep.
Now there's 23 seconds left in the quarter. Osborne gets it into Stokes. TJ into the front court, 20 seconds to play. He lobs it across the floor to Alex Hull. In the corner it goes to Valentine. Back to Alex now, 13 for the quarter. A 13-6 Riverton lead. Alex Hull out front with 7. Crosses over with 5 to the foul line, pulls up, missed it. Rebound tapped around, Johns has it at the buzzer, missed it. And after one quarter of your championship game, the Riverton Hawks lead the Litchfield Purple Panthers 13-6. You're listening to the sports voice of Mid-Illinois, WSMI-FM 106.
Midwest Basement Technologies, the area's leader in basement waterproofing and foundation crack repairs, now offers the best leaf protection for your gutters, guaranteed. Call 618-372-7077 or visit them on the web at www.midwestbasementtech.com for a free estimate. Midwest Basement Technologies, 618-372-7077.
Hi, this is Kyle Bishop from Bishop Motors. If you need any warranty work or service repair on your Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep vehicles, give us a call and we will be honored in picking your vehicle up and taking care of it for you. You can call us at 324-6883 or 1-800-635-5623 to set up your next appointment, or visit us at bishopmotorsonline.com and email us. Hope to hear from you. Thanks.
Hi, Paul Benty for the Cubbyhole in Carlinville. Get your t-shirts, sweatshirts, jackets, caps, uniforms, or bags screen printed to promote your business, school, church, civic organization, or event. We can screen print or embroider anything you want with any design you need. The Cubbyhole, located on Route 108, a mile west of the high school in Carlinville. Or visit us at cubbyholeonline.com.
Your 50,000-watt sports voice of Mid-Illinois, WSMI FM 106.1.
For all the scores tomorrow morning, and of course, podcasts as well, go to WSMIRadio.com for the podcast. Spotlight on sports tomorrow morning at 7:30 on FM 106 for the scores. Hawks get the basketball to start. They are up by 7. They've gone almost a little four-corner action here.
Yeah.
Jagosinski on the left wing in the corner to Behrens. He wants to attack off the left side and missed it. And Valentine with the rebound. Sometimes when you work clock, you can lose your aggressiveness. Riverton was so aggressive in the first 6 minutes of that opening quarter, and it was working for him.
Well, and they slowed it down there, and then that's the shot that you get from Behrens. Not that it was necessarily bad, but I think he forced the issue. Another pass or two, maybe something else could have been created.
Ball was deflected onto the stage. Litchfield will keep. Stokes will trigger and hit a triple. TJ Stokes buries it out of the right corner. It's a 13-9 Riverton lead. Here comes a little full-court pressure from Litchfield. Johns nearly tipped it, unable to do so. Into the hands of Behrens on the right side now to Snyder. He was hot in the first quarter. Skips to Pulliam. Spencer on the dribble drive. Cut off, leaves it for Jokrist. Jump, stop, layup, missed it. Big Dale with the rebound for the Purple Panther. He'll put it on the deck himself. Now he picks it up, leaves it for Stokes.
You know, Dale's only allowed 10 dribbles in a game. He's used three tonight already, so.
Yes.
You know.
He's got to keep track of them. He can dribble if he needs to.
Actually, he does a good job.
Here comes Valentine. Is fouled hard.
No, they had a hold of his arm, and he was still able to get a shot away.
He still got it up there. You have a man that size, you have to grab him across the arms. Otherwise, he's going to get an and one on
my
him.
My gosh.
That's the first team foul of the game on Riverton. It'll be whistled on Pulliam. And Valentine to the line. Toss is around and down. His third point. He's a good foul shooter as well.
Boy, doesn't he look so much more relaxed at the free throw line, Tim?
Well, he does. Back rim that one, though, and the rebound belongs to Snyder. The good old announcer's jinx.
Well,
it never fails. 13-10, Riverton leads. That pass, or shot, excuse me, goes off the top of the backboard. I think it was deflected by Litchfield, so it'll be Riverton basketball.
I think it came off of Wilkinson.
I believe you are right. The Hawks will trigger. They give it to Jokrist quickly, and he puts it in. Nice, quick, out-of-bounds play there as they kind of caught Litchfield not napping, but Purple Panthers weren't ready for the quick trigger. A five-point Riverton lead, 6:15 for the first half. In the corner it goes to Johns. Tried to force-feed it to Osborne. Good catch by Tim. Now he's trapped like a rat under the basket and lost the basketball. Now the Riverton Hawks nearly threw it away. What a save by Snyder. Goes crashing into the wall below. Riverton has the basketball. That is great effort from Will Snyder. Had 9 points in the first quarter. And that was fantastic hustle there as he saved that puppy off the end line. 5:45 for the first half of play. Your 2010 boys championship game here from the Carlinville Holiday Tournament. The Hawks of Riverton. Here's Snyder for three. Got it. Will Snyder's got a dozen. And the lead is 8 for Riverton. He's a good-looking sophomore.
Yes, he is.
Here comes T.J. Stokes. His pass is tipped and stolen. 8th turnover on Litchfield. Jagodinski. And a blocking foul on Mitch Wilkinson. For Mitch, I believe that'll be his second. 3rd on the Panthers. And the clock will stop at the 5:23 mark of the first half.
Some substitutions coming for Litchfield. Alex Cole is back in. He will replace T.J. Stokes. And Mitch Wilkinson heads out as Ian Robinson checks in to the contest for the first time. 5:23 to play in the first half. Riverton leads Litchfield by 8. Timeout on the floor. Back to Carlinville High School following these messages.
It's basketball season, and your friends at Carlinville Area Hospital wish everyone, including players and coaches, the best. But if you do get injured, Carlinville Area Hospital provides a wide range of services, including emergency medical care and physical therapy with licensed healthcare professionals. Carlinville Area Hospital, excellent healthcare close to home.
Plan your New Year's open house around farmer-owned Prairie Farms dairy products. Use Prairie Farms butter to add that extra spark to the special recipe highlighting your buffet. Or create a festive holiday punch using Prairie Farms sherbet, available in several different flavors. This holiday season, taste the homemade goodness of Prairie Farms. Farmer-owned.
Don't put off until tomorrow what you can do today, like saving for the future. Bank and Trust Company has a variety of ways to help you plan for the financial road ahead, including savings accounts, IRAs, and CDs. Just ask which options are best for you at Bank and Trust Company, member FDIC. WSMI FM, Litchfield, Hillsboro, Carlinville, and Greenville.
Welcome back to the Big House on West Main, the final night of the Carlinville Holiday Tournament Boys Championship game as Alex Barron fires a corner three off the mark for the Hawks, and Craig Johns has the rebound for Litchfield. Tim Eyes alongside Terry Toten bringing you the action here from the Carlinville Holiday Tournament. The Litchfield girls have already won the championship. Litchfield boys trying to double up. They're down 8 early here, 5 minutes to play first half, 18-10, Riverton with the lead. Panthers have the ball. Valentine, quick baseline spin. It's good. 5 for Dale. And you just can't teach that type of foot speed on the spin for a man that size.
Mm-mm.
Snyder on the pull-up right back at you. He's got 14. Will Snyder is hot tonight. 14 of the Riverton 20. He's outscoring Litchfield. Here's Hull on the right wing, crosses over to the foul line, cut off. Here's Dale, he'll fire, back rimmed it. Rebound to the Hawks and Snyder. What else will he do tonight? Here comes Will Snyder inside the foul line, floats it up and in. Will Snyder has 16 at the 4:15 mark of the first half.
And the thing of it is, Purple Panthers find it hard to keep up with it.
Alex Hull, 3 ball off the mark, tapped around on the floor, loose. Robinson on the deck for it. He's tied up down there, and we've got a jump ball as Robinson and Barron were the parties with the basketball there. Halfway through the second quarter, possession will keep it with Litchfield.
Well, plays number 1 through 5 is get the ball to Snyder.
That, yes,
right now.
He's been...
May not be in the second half, but right now, that's the play.
Right now, I mean, he's getting everything. He's got the threes, he's got the mid-range, got the layups working, got it all. A 10-point Riverton lead, and it goes to Robinson, now to Dale. Valentine's pass is tipped, and Stokes will let it go out of bounds. It'll stay with Litchfield. Heads-up play there from TJ to not try to straddle the sideline and pick up the basketball. Just knew it was tipped by Riverton and let it go out of bounds. In the backcourt to Alex Hull. Freshman for Litchfield into the front court with the right hand bounce. Into the corner he goes. Here's Stokes up top, left alone for 3, around and out, and the rebound to Snyder. He wants to run. Hounded in the backcourt, kept the dribble alive, and now gets it off to Pulliam as they cross the timeline. 3 minutes, 30 seconds for the first half of play. A 10-point Hawk lead over Litchfield. We will have the trophy presentation and the all-tournament team for you as soon as the game is done here on WSMI.
And then we'll be back to regular season action for a couple of weeks, and then the Macoupin County Tournament, Litchfield Invitational Tournament comes along. Highland Girls Tournament comes along.
In the middle of January for all that action. Into the game for Riverton is Mitchell Patterson. He had the ball, now it goes out front to Pulliam.
Of course, the Morrisonville Tournament will be a week ahead of those tournaments. So,
and then before we know it, it'll be regional. Sounds crazy, but it's true.
Yeah, you're right.
Yep, Snyder finally missed one from the right corner. And the rebound goes to Ian Robinson. Here comes Hull. Oh, what some nifty dribbling there. Pulls up, airballed the shot, but the dribbling was fantastic. Here comes Snyder on the attack. Jump, stop,
got it.
Got it.
Wow.
Mm. The old referee and you says that was traveling, but in 2010, that's just a jump stop. Here comes Hull on the attack. Foul on the floor. We've had that conversation before.
Yeah, we have.
About the jump stop.
Yeah.
Back in the day, that was called up and down. You leave the floor with the basketball, come back down to the floor with the basketball. Traveling. Now it's a jump stop.
Yeah.
Craig Johns whistled for a personal, his first team. I thought it was their fourth. So it looks like it's just their third. Osborne in the right corner off to Stokes now. TJ back to Ian. He wants a three ball. Got it. Ian Robinson buries a right corner three. And it's a 24-15 game. Here comes Patterson around and out. Rebound to Johns for Litchfield.
A rare rushed shot by Riverton.
And they have not had many of those tonight. That actually might be the first one. Robinson's pass tipped and stolen. Here come the Hawks in the form of Kevin Bertolino, and the layup is good. Bertolino's first bucket. Buck 50 for the first half, and the lead is 11 for Riverton. Stokes spinning in the backcourt, working against the man-to-man pressure from Bertolino. Now TJ up top. Pressure, man-to-man defense from Litchfield. They just get right up in your shorts. John had it stripped, got it back. Here's Ian. Dale, 4-3. That's off the mark, and the rebound to Riverton. Here comes Barron. Alex, Bull had a seam foul. They'll get TJ with the personal. That'll be the fourth team foul on Litchfield.
And it's amazing how Riverton, playing a little more up-tempo tonight, because they have the opportunity, and they slide right into that mode very well.
And with this particular matchup, a faster game does favor Riverton a little bit because they're not as big up front as the Purple Panthers. Free throw good for Barron. Gilchrist back in, Patterson out for the Riverton Hawks. It's a 12-point Riverton lead, 81 seconds for the first half of play. This has been a fast-moving first half.
Not many fouls. Only six up to this point. So
Barron's second toss spins out. And Litchfield secures the board.
And usually, Tim, that's a sign of a couple of pretty good teams.
Yes.
You don't have many fouls.
See if Litchfield can make a little mini run here in the final minute of the half. Maybe get it to single digits. 5-second count on TJ Stokes. Their 10th turnover of the half. Kevin Bertolino, the man-to-man pressure. And TJ that time did not make a move to the basket.
Yep.
That's what Riverton will do to you. Make it so tough to get into your set. Litchfield's usually a pretty good half-court offensive team, but this defense really forcing them out further than they want to start their offense, it looks to me.
And another thing the Purple Panthers probably aren't doing enough of is meeting the ball as the pass is coming to them. It's pretty, you know, not all teams are going to play like Riverton plays, and sometimes you just let the ball come to you, but tonight you're going to have to actually meet the ball, go out and get the ball.
35 seconds for the first half. The lead is 12, and just like the end of the first quarter, the Hawks will hold here and attempt to take the final shot. Half a minute to play. Our championship game has been a fantastic tournament here at Carlinville. Folks at Carlinville, of course, did a fantastic job posting, as they always do. 15 seconds for the first half of play. Up top, it's Bertolino with 10. Checked out there by Robinson on the point of that 2-3. To Pulliam, down the block to Gilchrist, and he is hammered on the baseline. Two shots coming for Zach Gilchrist.
There's about three white shirts in the neighborhood, so pick one of them. Who's Rick Toll going to pick? Big Dale.
He will pick Big Dale. For Dale, his first, team's fifth. Only 5 seconds for the first half. Gilchrist has been quiet tonight, just 2 points. Make it three, pure with the talk. Alex Toll will check in. TJ Stokes will head out for Litchfield. A 28-15 Riverton Hawk lead. Gilchrist's second toss is short. Rebound belongs to Dale. Valentine with two. To midcourt. At the horn. Good if it goes. Banked it off the glass and in the front rim. That puppy almost went in. At the half, the Riverton Hawks lead the Litchfield Purple Panthers 28-15. It's the boys' championship game from the 2010 Carlinville Holiday Tournament on the Sports Voice of Mid-Illinois, WUSMI.
Lewis and Clark Community College is celebrating 40 years of success. Award-winning faculty and academic programs, nationally recognized athletics, are just a few of Lewis and Clark's success stories. Get started on your own success story today. Log on to lc.edu or call 800-YES-LCCC.
Classes begin January 18th.
Did you realize that over 85% of Americans own a cell phone, but only 40% own an individual life insurance policy? That leaves way too many families unprotected. State Farm offers life insurance. So if you're at that place where procrastination just met motivation, use that cell phone of yours and call me, Mark Stearin, your State Farm agent in Litchfield.
Hey sports fans, it's time to help build school spirit and show our colors. Our student athletes work hard and play hard. As fans, let's huddle up and sport a winning attitude. Good luck to all our area athletes, and stop by Litchfield McDonald's and try our new fruit-flavored smoothies before or after the game.
At Quality Flooring, you'll find brand names like Mohawk, Armstrong, Mannington, Target, and more in their 3,000-square-foot showroom. Hardwood, laminate, ceramic tiles, just about everything for your flooring needs with financing available. Quality Flooring, where you'll find quality you can stand on. Stop by just 5 miles west of Litchfield on Route 16.
Kenny Contractors in Raymond is proud to support all the area schools and students and wishes all the very best of luck. And Kenny Contractors reminds us that no matter what the scoreboard says at the end of the game, the player who shows good sportsmanship is always a winner. So play your best and good luck from Kenny Contractors in Raymond.
First National Bank offers the Sprout Children's Certificate of Deposit, the perfect gift for a holiday season for kids 18 and under on your list. You can open a Sprout with as little as $25 and add to it at any time in increments of at least $25. First National Bank in Raymond, Girard, Verdon, Pawnee, and Morseville. Member FDIC.
Hillsboro Rental has a complete line of equipment for all your projects. Whether you're cleaning out a wooded area, remodeling a room, or working on another project you have planned, rent the tools you need so you can get the job done right. So if you need it, rent it at Hillsboro Rental, next to the underpass in Hillsboro. Call 532-6751.
Your Dairy Queen stores in Nokomis, Pena, and Greenville would like to wish the best of luck to all the athletes this year. And remember, after the game, stop by your local Dairy Queen restaurant for hot eats and cool treats. Play hard and good luck from your Dairy Queen stores in Nokomis, Pena, and Greenville.
Your family's safety, keeping warm this winter, and maintaining a budget is important to you. Comfort Pro can provide all of these. What is Comfort Pro? It's propane from M&M Service Company. It's a safe and economical fuel, a well-trained staff, a budget billing plan, and contracting options, all of which are a part of Comfort Pro. Comfort Pro is simply comfort from the professionals at FS.
WSMI FM 106.1.
The Grand Slam, America's favorite breakfast. Now you can build your own Grand Slam at Denny's. Pick any four items from our special list that includes better-for-you options. The Grand Slam, now just what you want. And don't forget to try the Grand Slamwich, eggs, sausage, bacon, ham, mayonnaise, and cheese on potato bread grilled with a maple spice spread. Sure to be your new favorite. Breakfast served 24/7. Only at Denny. Well, at the half year of our boys' championship game, it is the Ribbon and Hawks leading Litchfield's Purple Panthers 28-15. In action earlier today at the Holiday Tournament, it started off with the girls' third place game as Bunker Hill defeated Greenfield, 44-30. So the Minute Maids took third place. Then we began the boys' portion of the tournament. In the seventh-place game, Staunton defeated Carlinville 64-45. And then we had a couple of outstanding games for third and fifth place. In the fifth-place game, Bunker Hill defeated Gillespie 55-52. The Minute Men erased an 11-point second-half deficit to come back and clip the Miners. And then in the third-place game, the Mount Olive Wildcats were up a point with a couple of seconds left, and Tate Snyder, a freshman, buried a left-wing three at the horn, and the Lancers clipped the Mount Olive Wildcats 48-46 for third place here at the Carlinville Holiday Tournament. And then in the game just before our boys' championship game and our girls' title contest, it was the Litchfield Lady Purple Panthers, also a second-half comeback as they were down entering the fourth quarter. They defeat the Staunton Lady Bulldogs 63-57. So congratulations to the Litchfield Lady Purple Panthers as they are tournament champions here for 2010. The boys trying to follow up and go back to back in terms of boys and girls here for the Holiday Crown, but at the half, The Rivers and Hawks hold a 13-point advantage, 28-15. We'll take a break. We'll come back and give you the halftime numbers of our boys' championship game here on WUSMI.
This game is brought to you by Quality Title and Abstract on the Square in Carlinville. The Benty Shell Food Mart serving the WSMI listing area. Sloan Implement just off the Shipman Blacktop in Carlinville. And by Plaza Truck Service in Carlinville.
Film development has never been so easy at Safemore Pharmacy and Gift Shop on the Square in Verdon. They're glad to offer one-hour photo finishing and their Sony Picture Station. And Safemore Pharmacy makes your prescriptions more convenient with free delivery on prescriptions. It's all at Safemore Pharmacy and Gift Shop on the Square in Verdon.
Your friends at Security National Bank in Witt, Coffeen, Irving, and Fillmore would like to wish the best of luck to all the athletes this year. And remember, for all your banking needs, stop by one of Security National Bank's locations in Witt, Coffeen, Irving, and Fillmore. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
Hillsborough Energy is proud to bring you this sports broadcast, and Hillsborough Energy is glad to promote good sportsmanship from all of our area teams, their players, coaches, and fans. Remember, it's not whether you win or lose, it's how you play the game. So be a good sport. Good luck from all the employees of Hillsborough Energy.
I'm Pete Drummond. Have you been injured at work or can't work? Why don't you give us a call at Drummond Law Office in Litchfield, Illinois? Before you do it on your own, give us a chance. Just call, come in, or pick up a free information kit about your rights. Or visit our website at drummondlawllc.com. Call us at 217-324-2323 for your work injury or disability claim.
There's nothing better than a competitive game played by our local teams. You'll also find nothing better than the quality banking services you receive at Carlinville National Bank, a real community bank, locally owned and reinvesting your deposits right back into the local communities. Carlinville National Bank, member FDIC and the community.
America's high school sports leader, WSMI FM 106.1.
It was the Will Schneider Show in the first half for the Riverton Hawks as Will scored 18 of the Hawks' 28 first half points. As a matter of fact, Will Schneider outscored Litchfield in the first half by himself, 18-15. So Schneider, the leading scorer in the ball game with those 18 points. After that, Riverton has no other person with more than 4 points. Zach Gilchrist has three. Matt Jagosinski has two. Kevin Bertolino with two. Spencer Pulliam with two. And Alex Behrens had 1 point in the first half, quarters of 13 and 15 for the Hawks. And at the foul line, they were 6 out of 8 in the first half and had Riverton for 8 turnovers. For Litchfield in the first half, they scored just 15 points, 5 apiece for TJ Stokes and Dale Valentine, 3 for Ian Robinson, and 2 points for Craig Johns, who was quarters of 6 and 9 for Litchfield. Just 2 foul shot attempts in the first half, and they made one of those. And I had Litchfield down for 10 turnovers in the first half. That really was the biggest problem for the Purple Panthers in the first 2 quarters of play. 10 turnovers, that and Will Snyder, 18 points in the first half for Riverton. Both clubs back on the floor getting set. It is Riverton at the half leading Litchfield 28-15. We're back after these messages with the third quarter of your championship game from the 2010 Carlinville Holiday Tournament on WUSMI.
This broadcast is brought to you by M&M Service Company, your natural resource of people, product, service, and solutions. PJ's Tire and Service Center in Carlinville. Greg Hines at Hines Furniture, a block and a half west of the Carlinville Square. Cravagna Funeral Homes in Gillespie and Bunnell. And by the Sinmar Corporation in Carlinville.
Drew Ford in Gillespie, Macoupin County's one and only new Ford dealer, is a no-hassle dealer. Right now at Drew Ford, check out a 2011 Ford Fusion. It gets an estimated 33 miles per gallon highway, and you get a $2,000 rebate. Happy New Year from everyone at Drew Ford in Gillespie, serving the area since 1967.
Madison Communications is offering warm winter savings now through January 21st. Add or upgrade any new Madison service and get free activation. Plus, you can receive free installation and free equipment on many new services with a price protection guarantee. Don't miss this seasonal offer. Call 1-800-422-4848 today to order.
Area Diesel Service in Carlinville has factory-trained technicians for all types of diesel fuel injection systems and turbochargers. They specialize in domestic and foreign over-the-road trucks, pickups, vans, cars, agricultural tractors, and more. Area Diesel Service, 1300 North University Street in Carlinville, celebrating over 35 years as your diesel experts. WSMI FM, Litchfield, Hillsboro, Carlinville, and Greenville.
Tim Hines along with Terry Toad back here at the Big House on West Main, the final night of the 2010 Carlinville Holiday Tournament and the girls' championship game earlier tonight. Litchfield defeated Staunton as we get set for the third quarter of our boys' Hawks in control. They lead 28-15, and they get the basketball to start. On the floor to start the half, we've got Behrens, Jagosinski, Jokers, Pulliam, and Snyder for the Hawks. For Litchfield, Wilkinson, Stokes, Valentine, Johns, and it looks like Osborne on the floor. He is to start the second half for Coach Andy Kassebaum. So Alex Cole will begin the second half on the bench for Litchfield. Riverton now, they are just taking their time out front. We're 30 seconds into the first half, and they're just passing the ball around the perimeter. They've got a 13-point lead. So they're going to try to work off as much time as they can. Litchfield still sitting in the 2-3 zone, so that makes it a little bit easier for Riverton to run some clock here to start the half. In the corner it goes to Barron. Back to Snyder. This strategy can backfire, though. You can get out of your aggressive rhythm. Here's Pulliam. Ball faked inside. Nice pass to Jokrit. Loose on the floor. Zach picked it up. Straight up he goes. Blocked by Valentine. The Panthers have the basketball. See if Litchfield can get off to a nice start here in the third quarter. 6:45 for the third. Stokes into the front court. The first offensive possession for Litchfield. Boy, hounded out there by Alex Barron. You can pretty much say that anytime Riverton's on defense. They get after it. Wilkinson kicks to Osborne. Corner three. Got it. Tim Osborne buries a triple to start the third quarter for Litchfield. The lefty nailed it. A 10-point Riverton lead. Here comes pressure. Riverton throws over the top. They find a slashing Jokrist. Layup good. Nicely done by Zach Jokrist. He's got five. That time Riverton attacked the pressure and got the layup. Stokes into the front court. Again, works against Barron. DJ will spin, try to shed the defender. Now he crosses over top of the key. Off it goes to John. Craig Johns now off the right side. Bounce between the legs. Back to TJ. Stokes. Wants to set things up inside of 6 minutes. Lobs to Dale. Valentine puts it up and in. A tough shot for Big Dale. Surrounded on the baseline there. Somehow floated it up and in. A 30-20 Riverton lead. Here comes Jokrist. He finds Barron, who was fouled on the floor by John. First foul of the half on the Litchfield Purple Panthers. And for Craig Johns, I believe, personal foul number two coming his way. Nope, they're going to say that's his first. So one on John. Wonder if I attributed a foul to Johns earlier in the game. That was actually for Hull. That would give him multiple fouls, and perhaps the reason he's not on the floor to start the third quarter. Jagosinski between the circles. Or perhaps Coach Kassebaum wanted to let the freshman breathe a little bit here in the championship game. That is a real possibility as well. Different atmosphere when you're on the floor for a title game for the first time. Here comes Snyder, missed it, and we have a foul on the floor. I believe it's on Litchfield on the rebound. Second team foul on the Panthers here in the half, and they get Craig John. Now Craig has two personal fouls at the 5:16 mark of the third quarter. Oh, what a heads-up play. Pulliam threw it off the backside of Dale Valentine, who was turned guarding the lane. Pulliam just threw it off his back, stepped in bounds, picked it up, and laid it in. Heads up from Spencer Pulliam. Snyder went for the steal, and Stokes didn't get it. TJ now will dribble out, pick up the bounce. Off it goes to John. Craig Johns down to Dale. Valentine attacking, foul. Boy, what a heads up play from Spencer Pulliam. Dale Valentine had his back to the play. That's what he was guarding, making sure he didn't get any slashers get behind him. And as a result, Spencer Pulliam, a very heads-up play. That's just smart basketball from the Riverton Hawks. Valentine's free throw is good. Checking in, Mitchell Patterson for Riverton, and Jagodinsky will head out. The 4:50 mark, third quarter. Valentine at the foul line. Second toss is good. Yale's got 9, the lead back to 10. We approach the 440 mark of the third quarter. Litchfield would love to get us a single digit. Nice look inside. Jokrist off the glass. It's good. He's now got 7. And it's back to a 12-point lead. Wilkinson in the backcourt working on Behrens. Now he races into the front court. Had his pocket picked by Pulliam. Up and down for the easy dude. Spencer Pulliam with 6 off the turnover. And Litchfield quickly into the front court, down by 14. Crossing over Stokes. Tried to bounce beat it across the lane, turned over. 12 turnovers now on Litchfield. And Riverton gives it right back as Gilchrist couldn't keep the handle. Slipped right out of his hands, out of bounds. 4:06 to play, third quarter. Litchfield trailed 13-6 after one. They were down 28-15 at the half. They're now down 36-22 halfway through the third. The Hawks of Riverton looking to win this championship for the first time since the Mike Tisdale era when they won 3 in a row. And we've got a foul on Riverton. Johns will beat to the foul line. First team foul of the half on the Hawks, and they will get the personal on Mitchell Patterson. That's his first. Craig Johns to the foul line. Craig has not been at the charity stripe tonight. He has 2 points. Clock stopped at the 3:51 mark of the third quarter. Free throw is off the mark. Litchfield, the top seed, they were 3-0 in the red pool. Riverton, the 3 seed, they were 3-0 in the green pool as Johns missed both free throws, and it's out of bounds to Riverton. We will have a 4-0 champion this year, and right now the Hawks in control, up 14. It was a strong first half from Will Schneider. Has not scored here in the third quarter, but he had 18 points in the first half. He was balanced, 9 in each of the first two quarters. Litchfield in the 2-3 zone. See if Riverton's strategy here of working the ball around the perimeter, they might be trying to force Litchfield out of the zone. Here's Jokrist, corner 3, short, rebound to Stokes for Litchfield. He will hold it up now and take his time into the front court. He crosses the timeline, gets it to Wilkinson in the corner to Johns. Head fakes a 3, wants to attack and a rise up and hit. Craig Johns, nice dribble drive. He's got his 4th point of the night, his 2nd field goal. And back come the Hawks. Jokrist attacking quickly, layup around and out, rebound to Valentine. Ahead quickly to Johns, good catch, not all the way, and it's out of bounds. That time he caught the pass in midair and just tried to alley-oop it in, but then lost the handle, out of bounds. 13 turnovers on Litchfield. A 12-point Riverton lead. They led by 13 at recess. 2:40 for the third quarter. Here's pressure from Litchfield. Schneider will handle into the front court. Off it goes to Pulliam now, high post to Patterson. He leaves it on the left wing for Behrens. The championship game here from the Carlinville Holiday Tournament on the Sports Voice of Mid-Illinois, WSMI FM 106. The Hawks in control, 36-24 with the basketball. We welcome those of you listening online tonight at WSMIRadio.com. Jokrist buries it out of the left corner. He's got 9. Back come the Panthers. Wilkinson spinning and hit. Mitch Wilkinson has his first bucket tonight off the spin move from the heart of the lane. Now Pulliam right back at you. Quickly finds Behrens, who is fouled. Now Wilkinson, he hits the deck. He gets up a little limpy. Messing around with his right ankle. He's up on his feet. Now he's bent over in the middle of the lane. And he's going to check out Alex Hull in. So Mitch Wilkinson going to kind of gingerly walk off the floor. And Ian Robinson to the table. He will check in as well. He will replace Craig Johns, who just picked up his 3rd personal foul. 1:54 for the third quarter. Litchfield hanging around here, down a dozen. Pass tipped by Hull, stolen by Stokes. Here comes TJ down the right side. Spin, puts it up, missed it. Rebound loose, and Robinson is called for the foul on Patterson. Both going for the rebound, but Robinson built a little stouter, I guess, than Mr. Behrens, and Ian knocked him to the deck and got the foul. Fourth team foul at the half on Litchfield, and Coach Andy Kassenbaum wants a timeout. 106 seconds for the third quarter of play. Riverton leads Litchfield 38-26. Denny's is the place for kids. Our kids' menu is all about fueling up for fun. With favorite items like chocolate chip and pancakes and track and cheese, there is something for even the pickiest eater. And parents, remember, kids eat free Tuesday and Saturday night from 4 to 10 p.m. with the purchase of an adult entree. So take the kids to Denny's in Litchfield. Denny's, the place for family. 106 seconds for the third quarter of play here. A 38-26 Riverton lead. Will Schneider still the leading scorer in the ball game. He has 18 points, all of them coming in the first half of play. 14 fouls on Litchfield in the half, only two on the Riverton Hawks. It's been a clean basketball game for the most part. Litchfield's had a few turnovers, but most of those are the results of the pressure man-to-man Riverton Hawk defense. Here comes Bertolino for Riverton. Off it goes to Patterson. He's trapped in the sideline, gets around, leaves it for Yilkrit. Back to Mitchell Patterson for three, around and out, and the rebound to Dale Valentine. That puppy was halfway down and kicked out. Stokes in the backcourt, working against the man-to-man pressure. Crosses the timeline with a minute 15 for the third quarter. Hole for three, got it. Alex Hull, big triple off the left wing, and the lead is down to nine. Single digits for the first time in a while. Here comes Snyder, quickly to Patterson, rejected by Valentine, and he fouled him. Dale had a bit of an animated reaction to Coach Andy Kassenbaum's motions to Dale. Enough of that. Dale can get emotional out on the floor. Mild-mannered young man, but he's passionate when he's on the basketball floor. Second personal on Big Dale. Patterson's free throw is no good. He back rimmed it. 57 seconds to the third quarter. The second toss for Patterson can get it back to a 10-point Riverton lead. Thomas Fitzgerald has checked in for the Hawks. Alex Behrens is out. Tim Osborne will head out. He gave the Panthers some nice minutes here in the third quarter. Mitch Wilkinson back into the contest. He limped off just moments ago. Good to see Mitch back in there. Second toss good for Patterson, his first point of the night. Ahead quickly to Hull. Alex leaves it for Valentine. Dale fouled on the attack. 50 seconds for the third quarter. A 10-point Riverton lead. Dale Valentine to the foul line. On the night, two out of three from the stripe is Dale. He'll get two tosses. A 39-29 Hawk lead. Remember, all of our high school sporting events are podcasted on our website. Also, a live stream available. All of it at WSMIRadio.com. Dale missed the first toss, went off the back rim, high into the air, came down softly on the front right of the rim, and then rolled off. Bertolino out, Fulham back in for Riverton. 50 seconds for the quarter. Valentine's second toss, this one's good. 10 in the game for Dale. Back to a 9-point advantage for the Hawks. And they've had the ball at the end of the first two quarters and have tried to hold to the final shot. Let's see if they want to do the same here with 40 seconds in the third. Trapped with Fitzgerald, got it off to Patterson, and Coach Kyle Weber quickly uses a timeout. 36 seconds for the third quarter. The Riverton lead is 9 points at 39-30 over Litchfield. We've got a full timeout on the floor. Back to Carlinville High School following these messages.
Midwest Basement Technologies, the area's leader in basement waterproofing and foundation crack repairs, now offers the best leaf protection for your gutters, guaranteed. Call 618-372-7077 or visit them on the web at www.midwestbasementtech.com for a free estimate. Midwest Basement Technologies, 618-372-7077.
Hi, this is Kyle Bishop from Bishop Motors. If you need any warranty work or service repair on your Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep vehicles, give us a call and we will be honored in picking your vehicle up and taking care of it for you. You can call us at 324-6883 or 1-800-635-5623 to set up your next appointment, or visit us at bishopmotorsonline.com and email us. Hope to hear from you. Thanks.
WSMI FM 106.1, America's high school sports leader.
Well, a lot of the holiday tournaments will wrap up tonight, and for all the scores of all the action tonight, tune into Spotlight on Sports tomorrow morning, 7:30 here on WSMI FM 106. We'll have Fighting Illini basketball for you on the second day of the new year. Illinois will host Wisconsin live at 4:30 January 2 here on FM 106. Baseline trigger for the Riverton Hawks, and into the backcourt it goes to Fitzgerald, and he picks it up. Now he throws it away. Ninth turnover on Riverton. That play was just messed up from the get-go. The pass was almost stolen initially, and then when Fitzgerald picked it up, he'd almost got it ripped away, and then he was just moving a little bit too quick and threw the ball where his teammate was not. Half a minute for the third quarter. Litchfield's got it to single digits. Can they get a big bucket here at the end of the quarter? They go a long way in deciding the outcome. TJ down to the baseline to Dale. Valentine attack. Left hand. Yes, for Dale. A dozen for Big Dale. The lead down to seven. You knew the Litchfield Purple Panthers would not go quietly into the night. Now with Andy Kassenbaum at the helm. Stokes. Did he steal it? Yes. Off of Pulliam, out of bounds. The pressure that time from Litchfield. Stokes deflected it off Spencer Pulliam, and it's Panther basketball, just 7 seconds for the quarter. Stokes in the backcourt with five, across midcourt with four, drives to the 10, layup, missed it at the horn. After three quarters of play, it is Riverton 39, Litchfield 32. 8 minutes to decide our tournament champion here at Carlinville, the money quarter next.
Hi, Paul Benty for the Cubbyhole in Carlinville. Get your t-shirts, sweatshirts, jackets, caps, uniforms, or bags screen printed to promote your business, school, church, civic organization, or event. We can screen print or embroider anything you want with any design you need. The Cubbyhole, located on Route 108, a mile west of the high school in Carlinville. Or visit us at cubbyholeonline.com.
It's basketball season, and your friends at Carlinville Area Hospital wish everyone, including players and coaches, the best. But if you do get injured, Carlinville Area Hospital provides a wide range of services, including emergency medical care and physical therapy with licensed healthcare professionals. Carlinville Area Hospital, excellent healthcare close to home.
Happy holidays from farmer-owned Prairie Farms Dairy. Now that all the preparations are behind us, we can relax and enjoy this magical time of year. Make entertaining easy with farmer-owned Prairie Farms French onion dip for chips and vegetables. Everyone at Prairie Farms Dairy in Carlinville wishes you the best for the holidays and the new year ahead.
Your 50,000-watt sports voice of Mid-Illinois, WSMI FM 106.1.
Tim Eyes back with you at the Big House on West Main. Tony Tutso back in our WSMI studios producing tonight's action. Robinson from the right wing short, and we've got a foul, I believe, on Riverton on the rebound as Mitch Wilkinson got thrown to the deck. And let's see here. Actually, we're walking the other way. The foul will be on Mitch Wilkinson. So he wound up on the floor and got whistled for the foul. That is his third, team fifth. Check that, team six, 7-point lead for Riverton. Just underway, fourth quarter, our championship game. Both teams went 3-0 in pool play. Pass tip, Jagodinski has it. Here's Jokrich. Back to Jagodinski now. Litchfield's kind of extended that zone out here, trying to force Riverton to get a little quicker. Here's Jokrich. Drives baseline, blocked by Dale, but they're going to call him for the foul. Going to say he got him with the body. Third on Valentine, seventh on the Panthers. That is bonus the rest of the way for Riverton. So far on the night, Riverton is 7 of 9 from the stripe. Litchfield outscored the Hawks 17-11 in the third quarter, and Jokrich's free throw is good. Zach Jokrich now with 10 points in the ballgame. Lead back to 8. It was a 13-point spread at the half. Second off, back rim, and the rebound belongs to Snyder. Boy, we've seen that so much in the tournament. Now stolen by Hull. Alex pulls up, short,
Rebound to Dale. Valentine lost it and fouled on the attack. They will get Behrens with the personal. Good officiating crew here tonight. Dan Smith, Rick Toll, Steve DeClerc. They've called a good ball game. An 8-point lead for Riverton just underway. Fourth quarter, we've got 7:18 to play in our championship game. Dale at the free throw line. Toss is no good. He back rimmed it. He'll get a second toss here as Ian Robinson will check out Craig Johns and his three personal fouls back into the action. On the floor for Litchfield, Stokes, Hull, Wilkinson, Johns, and Big Dale at the foul line. Valentine's toss is good. Pure with that one. A Baker's dozen for Dale. It's a 7-point lead again for Riverton. Taking his time up the floor is Pulliam. Here is Spencer off the right side in the corner to Jokrit. Back to Spencer Pulliam now. He will hold and survey. Back to Jagodinski now on the left side. Hawks taking their time, milking the clock. They have a 7-point lead. It was double digits at half. It was double digits halfway through the third quarter. Litchfield made a nice run at the end of the period. They have themselves right back in the ball game. Riverton, though, trying to take the air out of the basketball. Pulliam across the floor to Jagodinski. He tried to bounce it in the corner, tipped by Wilkinson, and it's off Mitch out of bounds. But great hustle there as he went headlong into the corner trying to save the basketball. Hard to kill that much time. Riverton's kind of lost their aggressiveness here. Litchfield could make a run. That could really work to their advantage. Really, it was the first half of Will Snyder that's the difference in this ballgame. He was just in fuego in that first half. He scored 18 of the 28 first half Riverton points. He has not scored in the second half. Here comes Pulliam, and he lost it, but it was poked away by Mitch Wilkinson. It'll stay with Riverton. Baseline trigger coming for the Hawks. After the game, immediately after the game, we will have the trophy presentation and the announcement of the all-tournament team as Darren Deneve will bring that to you, the athletic director here at Carlinville High School. 6 minutes, 10 seconds for our championship game. A 7-point Hawk lead. Boy, and right now they look like they have no interest at all in shooting the basketball. Working clocks, the name of the game now for the Hawks. Pulliam to Snyder. Bounced it, lost it, double dribbled. A dozen turnovers on Riverton. Kyle Weber wanted a foul. He did not get it. Baseline trigger now for the Purple Panthers. They will go the length of the floor inside of 6 minutes for the game now. Here comes Alex Hull. Quickly into the front court. Alex is fouled by Behrens as he reached in. Fifth team foul on the Hawks. So two more before Litchfield's in the bonus. And the personal on Behrens, that is Alex Behrens, second personal. Mitch Wilkinson in the corner to Stokes. Johns has post position. Craig will turn, kicks it. Dale, top of the key, three, short. Rebound off Johns. And last touch. Wait, now we're going to get an official gathering here. They're going to say it was off Johns, then off the Riverton player. And it'll be, well, let's see. We've got two officials pointing two different ways. And it'll be Litchfield basketball. Good job of officiating there, as every official has a different angle, and Steve DeClerc saw it from his side on the stage, and it'll be Litchfield basketball. Baseline trigger. Wilkinson in. Hall, open three. Missed it. Rebound tracked down by Jagodinski. That would have been a big shot. Here come the Hawks. They've got the lead at 7 and the ball 5.5 on the clock. Hope you've enjoyed our coverage here from the Carlinville Holiday Tournament in 2010. It's been an outstanding tournament, both boys and girls. A lot of good games that have come down to the wire. Here's Snyder on the pull-up. There's his first bucket of the second half. He's got 20 for the game. Pass goes through the hands of Mitch Wilkinson, then through the hands of Snyder, back to Mitch. TJ, quick three, short. Rebound to Alex Hull, up and in. Hull on the putback, he's got 5. Coach Andy Kastenbaum wants a quick timeout. Exactly 5 minutes to play here in our championship game from the 2010 Carlinville Holiday Tournament. Riverton leading Litchfield 42-35. The best four words? Breakfast served all day. The next best four words? Moons over Miami. The classic ham and scrambled egg sandwich with Swiss and American cheeses
on grilled sourdough has inspired another classic, the Denny's new Moons Over My Hammy Omelet. A three-egg omelet with diced ham and melted Swiss and American cheeses, served all day and night, every day, only at Denny's. A good championship game here as our girls' title earlier tonight saw the Litchfield Lady Purple Panthers defeat the Staunton Lady Bulldogs 63-57 as Litchfield captures their first Carlinville Holiday Tourney since 2006. Rivers and Hawks trying to win their first championship here since 2006 as well. Litchfield has not won the crown since 2003. Been a good game here. The difference right now, Will Snyder. He had 18 in the first half. Absolutely scorched the Panthers in the first two quarters. He just got his first bucket of the second half moments ago. High post it goes to Behrens. He tries to dribble out, does so, but not before tripping himself. Now here comes Pulliam. Right elbow, knifes in, leaves it. Here's a three ball. Yes. Will Snyder again. He's got 23. Back come the Panthers. That ball is kicked by Behrens. It'll stay with Litchfield. Will Snyder, what a game he's had. This Riverton team, they can shoot the basketball, and they have shot it well tonight. Johns is out for Litchfield. Osborne back in for the Panthers. The lead is back to double digits, 45-35. Stokes for the answer. Yes, T.J. Stokes. He's got eight. His second triple, and that was a big one. 4:20 to play in the ball game, a 7-point lead for the Hawks. Can Litchfield get it inside seven? Stokes nearly stole it, and it's out of bounds onto the stage. It'll stay with Riverton. 4:11 to go in our championship game. If you're listening online tonight with our live stream, send us an email. We'd love to know where you're listening from. WSMI at WSMIRadio.com. 4 minute mark, fourth quarter. Jagodinski out top, had it poked away, but he was fouled. Eighth team foul on Litchfield. I believe the personal's coming on Alex Pohl. It is. For Alex, personal foul number two. Alex did not start the second half. Maybe Coach Casimo just wanted to let him relax a little bit, and it appears to have worked. He's got 5 points in the half. The free throw missed. Jagodinski tracked it down and very heads up, called for timeout before he stepped out. Halfway through the fourth quarter, a 7-point Riverton lead over Litchfield. Back to the championship game from Carlinville following these messages.
Whether you're 16 or 60, it's always a good time to plan for retirement. Are you going to be financially prepared when the time comes to enjoy your golden years? Bank and Trust Company can help you make sure with an IRA, the tax-deductible way to build for the future. Ask about your IRA options at Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC.
Lewis and Clark Community College is celebrating 40 years of success. Award-winning faculty and academic programs, nationally recognized athletics, are just a few of Lewis and Clark's success stories. Get started on your own success story today. Log on to lc.edu or call 800-YES-LCCC.
Classes begin January 18th.
WSMI-FM, Litchfield, Hillsboro, Carlinville, and Greenville.
Tim Eyes back here at Carlinville High School, the 2010 Carlinville Holiday Tournament. 4 minutes left in our boys' title game, a 7-point Riverton lead. Seen two very smart plays from Riverton tonight. Earlier, they threw the ball off of a Litchfield player on the baseline to get it inbounds. Oh, a beautiful pass from Snyder to Yokris, and it's good. A dozen for Yokris. In that last sequence, Jagodinski saved the basketball from going out of bounds, and before he could fall out, he wisely called the timeout, and then the Hawks get 2 points off the possession. So very heads up. The heads up play from Will Snyder, inbounding it to throw it off Dale Valentine for the bucket, and then Matt Jagodinski to get the timeout before he fell out of bounds. Litchfield has it on their baseline. Here's Valentine up top, wants the dribble drive, dumps it down to Johns. Craig up fake, countered in the foul. Craig Johns with six off the feed from Big Dale. The lead to seven. The free throw can make it two possessions at 6 points. Big free throw for Craig. Johns on the night, 0-for-2 at the foul line. Important free throw here. Toss. Good.
Pure didn't even graze the iron. 47-41, the closest the Panthers have been the entire second half. Jagodinski on the right wing to Snyder. He was trapped, gets it in the middle of the floor to Barron. Back to Pulliam now. Hawks are going to milk this puppy probably. Jokrić will attack, and he is fouled by Dale. The baseline was completely open that time for Zach Jokrić, and he took advantage. It will get the personal on Dale Valentine, and that's going to be number four, I do believe. Nope, they're going to call it on Johns, and for him, that'll be number four. Zach Jokrić to the foul line, the 6'3 junior. His toss is good, crawled over the front rim. A baker's dozen for Jokrić. He was an all-tournament team performer last year as a sophomore, and I have a feeling he's on his way again as a junior. Second toss, back rim. The rebound belongs to Wilkinson for the Panthers. A seven-point lead, 3 minutes to play. Here comes Hall into the front court. Alex Hall, the freshman. Right corner, cut off, fouled, and that's the 17th foul, so 1-1 coming for Alex Hall, the 6'1 freshman. See, they're going to get the personal foul on the Hawks. Schneider, his first. Team 7, 1-1 bonus for Alex Hall. Alex has 5 points all here in the second half. Clock stopped at 2:58. Free throw is around and out. Tapped around, and the Hawks have it. The trophy presentation and all tournament team announcements coming up as soon as we are completed here from Carlinville High School. Jokrić, back it goes to Pulliam now. 2:45 for the championship game. Hawks have led early and now have led throughout. In the corner to Schneider. He's had a big game. Forces it up. That's off the mark from the corner. Maybe the first bad shot he's taken all night. He had 18 first half points. Here's Stokes. Bounce feet in the post. It goes to Johns. He'll put it up and in. Craig Johns with 9. The lead is 5. Here come the Purple Panthers. Do they have enough time? That's the question. Riverton has really taken the air out of the basketball the entire second half. Stokes went for the steal, didn't get it. Nifty dribbling by Pulliam to get out of trouble in the corner. He was about to be triple teamed and somehow knifed through with the bounce. 2 minute mark. Panthers going to have to come out and get him. Still in the zone feet. Snyder across to Pulliam. Poked away from behind by Hull, and it's going to go out of bounds. It'll stay with Riverton. A minute 48. That's all the time we have left. The lead is 5 for Riverton. Litchfield has been down double digits most of the way. They were down 7 at the end of the first and down 13 at the half. And then in the third quarter, they started to go to work. They've got it down to 5 now, but are they going to have enough time? Tip, it's out of bounds, staying with Riverton. They had Barron trapped in the near corner, but it's deflected out. Last touch by Litchfield. 94 seconds to play in our championship game. Both teams were a perfect 3-0 in pool play. Here comes Pulliam on the attack. Nice feed. Layup missed. Layup is missed. Rebound. Oh, a foul on Dale Valentine. He had it and then lost it and then committed the foul on Barron. Oh, the layup was missed, and Litchfield was just that close to having the basketball. And it's the fourth on Dale Valentine. Big sequence right there. That one hurt. 87 seconds left. Well, Riverton missed the layup. Would have been a golden opportunity for Litchfield. They just couldn't secure the board. Two shots. That's the 10th team foul on Litchfield. Two shots coming for Alex Barron. He's 1 out of 3 at the foul line tonight. Free throw is good. But he made it when he needed it. This is a big one to make it a 3-possession game with only a minute 27 to play. Toss is short. Mitch Wilkinson is fouled on the rebound by Jokrić. Oh, boy. Not what Riverton wanted to do there. Mitch Wilkinson is down. He is down, and he is in pain holding his left shoulder. And he already wears a shoulder brace
on that arm, and he does not look like he is having a very good time. He is quickly being escorted off the floor. He's walking on his own power, but it appears to be the left shoulder. So Mitch goes straight to the end of the bench, skied for the board, and then came down awkwardly on his upper body, and the trainer immediately goes to work on the left shoulder of Mitch Wilkinson. That will bring Tim Osborne into the game, and he will shoot the one and bonus. Boy, coming up off the bench cold here. Osborne's toss, good. He's left-handed, no worries. Osborne puts it through. He's got four. This could get it back to a five-point game. Toss, good. How about that? Tim Osborne has to come off the bench cold after Mitch Wilkinson gets hurt and calmly knocks down a pair of tosses. That's good stuff. 85 seconds for the ball game. It's 49-45. The lead is four for the Riverton Hawks. Here come the Purple Panthers. We're back to the Big House on West Main following these messages.
Did you realize that over 85% of Americans own a cell phone, but only 40% own an individual life insurance policy? That leaves way too many families unprotected. State Farm offers life insurance. So if you're at that place where procrastination just met motivation, use that cell phone of yours and call me, Mark Stearin, your State Farm agent in Litchfield.
Hey sports fans, it's time to help build school spirit and show our colors. Our student athletes work hard and play hard. As fans, let's huddle up and sport a winning attitude. Good luck to all our area athletes, and stop by Litchfield McDonald's and try our new fruit-flavored smoothies before or after the game.
WSMI FM 106.1.
You can get this game as well as all the action from the Carlinville Holiday Tournament in a podcast on our website at WSMIRadio.com. Mitch Wilkinson back into the game. That's good to see. He hit the deck hard, came up holding his left shoulder, which he already has a brace on, so he came out. Tim Osborne came in, knocked down the tosses. Here comes the full court pressure. Tipped by John, picked up by Snyder. 10-second count a factor now, and Kyle Weber used a timeout. Very smart timeout from the Hawks head coach Kyle Weber, as his Hawks were in trouble in the backcourt. That was very close to the 10-second count. I'm going to say about a 9-second count. Just in the nick of time, Kyle Weber got the timeout called. Oh, buddy. Boy, Litchfield only down by four. They were down by 13 at the half. Outscored Riverton 17-11 in the third quarter. Now they find themselves down by four, but time is a factor. The buck 15 left. Will they have enough time? A lot of crazy things could happen in a minute and 15 seconds. Litchfield, the top seed. Riverton is the 3 seed, although they were a perfect 3-0 in green pool play, including a winner-take-all game last night against Staunton, as the winner of that game was into the championship. And it goes to Pulliam. That's Pulliam now off to Snyder. Into the front court come the Hawks. Will Snyder trapped. He's in trouble, and we've got a foul on Mitch Wilkinson. Almost got the ball, but he got it across the arm first. For Mitch, that'll be his fourth. Double bonus for Will Snyder. 18 for Snyder in the first half. He's had just 5 here in the second, all coming in the fourth quarter. 67 seconds left. Even if he makes them both, it'll still be a 2-possession game. Snyder's first toss on the way. Sophomore is pure. Didn't even touch the iron. Perfect swish. He's got 24. Been an impressive performance here in the title game for the sophomore for the Hawks. Will Snyder. Second toss on the way. It is rattled home. He's got 25. The lead is 6 for Riverton. Here comes Stokes into the front court. 62 seconds to play. TJ in the left corner. Off it goes to Hull. They swing it to Valentine. Dale to the foul line. To Hull. Alex for three. Overshot it. Rebound to Jagosinski for the Riverton Hawks. Off to Barron. Throws ahead to Snyder. Touch pass to Gilchrist. Layup. Missed it. Fouled by the Purple Panthers as they will get the personal on Alex Hull. Nice touch pass that time from Snyder to a slashing Gilchrist. 44 seconds left. The 6-point Riverton lead. As soon as we are done with the game, we will turn it over to Darren Deneve, the athletic director here at Carlinville High School, and he will present the plaque and the all-tournament team. Free throw short for Yelchris. Base 51-45. Well, if this one's off the mark, it gets real interesting. Free throw is good for Yelchris. Gets one out of two. He's got 14, and it goes to Hull. 40 seconds to play. Alex into the front court. 35 seconds to play. Here comes Alex Hull. Looking for Stokes. Fires a deep three. Banked it in. T.J. Stokes banked it in. His third triple of the night. 27 seconds left. The lead is four. Pass tip. Pulliam picks it up. Lichfield's got a foul. Ahead quickly to Jagosinski. Down to 20 seconds. Got a foul. And now they'll give the foul. Down to 16 seconds. A two-score game. 52-48. A lot of time ticked off there. Give the Hawks of Riverton credit there as they were not making it easy for Litchfield to foul. They were trying, but the Hawks had good ball movement working. Four personals on Alex Hull. To the free throw line, that man, Will Schneider. Toss is no good. Rattled out. Litchfield still got a chance. Down by four. 16.6 seconds to play in our championship game. Panthers have made a furious second-half comeback here, but are they going to run out of time? They were down 13 at the half. Snyder's second toss on the way. He got it. One out of two. He's got 26 in the game. Quickly hole now with 13 for the game ahead to Stokes. Got to fire it. T.J. Will around and out, and the rebound loose picked up by Pulliam, and that's going to do it. With 5 seconds, Pulliam throws ahead, and he is fouled with two by Craig John. 2.7 left. The Hawks are going to win the crown here. The first championship for Riverton here at the Carlinville Holiday Tournament since the Mike Tisdale era and their three-peat. Impressive performance from Riverton here tonight. Johns has fouled out. He gets a nice ovation from the Litchfield fans. As well he should. He played a whale of a ball game here tonight. He'll finish with 9 points. Riverton will improve to 8-2 on the year. Free throw for Yelchris. Good. Litchfield will drop to 10-4. And as soon as we're done here, coming up in 2 seconds, we'll have the presentation of the trophies and then the announcement of the all-tournament team from Athletics Director Darren Deneve here at Carlinville High School. A great effort here tonight, and Coach Andy Kassenbaum going to empty his bench now. He will get Mason Steffens into the action, Eric Donahoe into the game, Andrew Jones into the ball game, Tim Osborne back into the action as well. Great effort from Litchfield here tonight. They left nothing on the floor. It was that first half of Will Schneider the difference. 18 first half points for Schneider. Yelchris toss is around and out. No good, and that's going to do it. The Riverton Hawks are Carlinville Holiday Tournament champions for the first time since the Tisdale era as they knock off the Litchfield Purple Panthers 54-48 here in our championship game. And we're going to be taking you down for the presentation of the trophies and the announcement of the all-tournament team. We're going to have that coming up for you next here on WSMI FM 106. So congratulations to the Riverton Hawks as they have won the 2010 Carlinville Holiday Tournament. They defeat Litchfield 54-48. So the Litchfield Lady Purple Panthers take the girls' crown and the Riverton Hawks take the boys' crown here tonight. And we're about to turn it over to Athletic Director here at Carlinville High School, Mr. Darren Dunne. Darren's just about ready.
On behalf of the Carlinville High School, I'd like to thank everyone for coming. Whether you attend in one game of our holiday tournament or 28 or somewhere in between, we'd like to thank you for coming. First of all, we'd like to present the plaques to the teams. We would start with the runner-up plaque for the Litchfield Panthers and Coach Andy Kassenbaum. And now our principal, Pat Drew, will present the championship plaque to Coach Weber and the Riverton Hawks. Our all-tournament team from Bunker Hill, Alan Manschel. He's coming. All right. From Lincolnwood, Dan Heeman.
Got a tie on and everything.
From Mount Olive, Matt Mueller. From Gillespie, Jonathan Griffel. He'll be here any moment. From Litchfield, Dale Valentine. From Riverton, Alex Barron. And from Riverton, Zach Yogers. Congratulations to all. Thanks for coming. Have a safe drive home.
There you have it, the announcement from Darren Deneve, the athletic director here at Carlinville High School. Very deserving all-tournament team here for the boys. And what a tournament it has been here at the Carlinville Holiday Tournament. So congratulations to the Riverton Hawks. They are champions of the boys' division, defeating Litchfield 54-48. Looking at the scoring totals for you, first for the Litchfield Purple Panthers, they were led tonight by Dale Valentine. He finished with 13 points in the ballgame. TJ Stokes had 11, 9 points for Craig Johns, 5 for Alex Hull, 5 for Tim Osborne, 3 for Ian Robinson, 2 for Mitch Wilkinson. It was quarters of 6, 9, 17, and 16 for the Panthers. Game total of 48 had the Panthers 8 of 14 from the foul line tonight. For your champion, Riverton Hawks, they were led in scoring by Will Schneider. He finishes with 26 points tonight, 18 of those coming in a dominating first-half performance for Will Schneider. Zach Yocrest finished with 15 points tonight. Spencer Pulliam had 6. Kevin Bertolino with 2. Matt Jagodzinski had 2 points. Alex Barron with 1. And Mitchell Patterson with 1 point here tonight. Quarters of 13, 15, 11, and 15 for the Riverton Hawks, game total of 54. Terry Toad is milling around down on the floor somewhere. We will hope to chat with the victorious coach of the Riverton Hawks. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back to Carlinville High School in the 2010 Carlinville Holiday Tournament. Actually, check that. I just spotted Mr. Terry Toad right now. Take it away, sir.
Eyes and Coach Weber, congratulations on the championship tonight. And you knew this was going to be a tough task against these Purple Panthers.
Well, that's true, and that's what we try to tell our kids at halftime. They're way too jacked, thinking, "How? All right, let's win another one by 30."
Yeah.
And I knew. I mean, I watched Litchfield too many times. They're a good team. I mean, and when they have those shooters that they have, it's just a matter of time until they got hot and they made a couple, and now they're jacked up, and all of a sudden it's a brand new game.
You know, and when you come out here with high school kids, you never know what you're going to get. One night they're sky high. Schneider came out, and he was just on fire tonight.
Yeah, and Will, I tell you, the weird thing about Will is I've been waiting for a game like this. At practice, we don't have anyone on our team who can guard him. But then in the games, he's kind of been a little slump, and then he came in the tournament, and he really struggled. He got in foul trouble the first few games. I already thought last night, in the second half of last night's game, because remember the first half, hell, he set out most of the first half. I mean, I think he got 2 fouls right away in the first quarter. But the second half, he just took over the game. And really, with defensive rebounds, which you talk about a kid who just wanted to make sure his team won. He was just going and getting the defensive board.
And once again, that Riverton defense was just giving Litchfield fits.
Well, it was, and it was getting a lot more fits in the first half, I think.
The game's about adjustments, though.
Yeah, and they did a good job making some adjustments. They got some open looks, and we knew if they got the open looks, they were going to be able to knock them down. And I guess we didn't want to make it too boring for the radio rating.
Well, we appreciate that, Kyle. Congratulations on the win.
I don't know if that helps my hair color out too much as I start to age.
Well, you can't see your hair color on the radio. Trust me, it doesn't make any difference.
Hey, yeah. Thanks too, for all you guys do down here. I know our fans up there enjoy coming down here because they get to listen to the games on the radio. Thanks a lot to you guys for covering our games here.
Riverton's a great addition to the tournament. Congratulations, Coach.
Thank you.
All right, Tim Mize.
All right, thank you very much, Terry Tote. Live on the floor there with Victoria's head coach, Kyle Weber, from the Riverton Hawks. He is a fantastic young coach, and this Hawk program, look out, they've got a lot of young talent that will be on the way back next year. So, congratulations to Riverton. They have won the boys tournament championship here for 2010, their first tournament championship since, yes, Mr. Mike Tisdall. Very impressive performance for the Hawks tonight as they do not lose in the holiday tournament this year. They go a perfect 4-0 in the tournament. Congratulations to Litchfield as well. They had a fine showing here in the holiday tournament as well. They just got off to a bit of a slow start tonight. A lot of turnovers early. And then, of course, the hot shooting of Will Snyder in that first half as he scored 18 points in the first half of play. And that truly was the difference in the ball game here tonight. Riverton takes it 54-48. I want to, of course, thank all the wonderful people here at Carlinville High School Athletic Director Darren Deneve, Principal Pat Drew, everyone else associated with the tournament. It takes so many people to run a show like they do, and they put it on as good as anybody. I tell you that for sure. So congratulations to Riverton. The Hawks are boys champions for 2010. Congratulations to the Litchfield Lady Purple Panthers as they won the girls championship earlier tonight. I want to remind you here for podcasts of all of our high school sporting events as well as a live stream of our high school sporting events, you can go to our website at WSMIRadio.com. Don't forget, Fighting Illini basketball for you. The second day of the new year, Illinois will host Wisconsin live at 4:30 here on FM 106. Of course, for our broadcast schedule, the website is the destination, WSMIRadio.com. It's been a fun week here at the Carlinville Holiday Tournament, and we now look forward to the Macoupin County Tournament and the Litchfield Invitational Tournament. They are both just right around the corner, just a couple weeks out, and before we know it, we'll be sitting talking about those championship games.
We'll be talking about those, and before we know it, they'll be taking care of regional tournament seating.
It's right around the corner.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. It's been a fantastic week here at Carlinville. Thanks to all the wonderful people here at Carlinville. Thanks to everyone who came out to the games this week, and of course, thanks to all of our wonderful listeners for tuning in. And remember, none of these broadcasts are possible without the fine support from all of our fantastic basketball sponsors. So please go out and patronize their businesses. Without them, we do not bring these ball games to you here on WSMI. That is going to wrap it up here from Carlinville High School. Thanks to Tony Tuzzo. He produced tonight's championship games for you. Litchfield Lady Purple Panthers, champions of the girls tournament. The Riverton Hawks, champions of the boys tournament. For Terry Tote, I'm Tim Mize. We say Happy New Year and good night from the Big House on West Main.